Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna, your host. Hey, I hope you're having a good day. And if you're not having a good day, I have an uplifting little quote here from President Uchtdorf. I've said many times how much I love this man. He just knows how to lift me. His voice and his talks resonate with me. So here's a little pick-me-up if things aren't going so well today. No matter our circumstances, no matter our challenges or trials, there is something in each day to embrace and cherish. There is something in each day that can bring gratitude and joy if only we will see and appreciate it. Perhaps we should be looking less with our eyes and more with our hearts. Now, I have to tell you that I have absolutely tested and tried this. Several years ago, I was going through an incredibly painful trial, and it had rocked my world and racked my soul and my spirit, and I just could not move through it the way that I wanted to. And I remember coming home from the gym, and I had been bawling, just crying at the gym, and looked at myself in the mirror, and I realized that through feeling so much turmoil and letting this trial rack me so, I looked at myself in the mirror and realized, I don't even know who that is anymore. That's not me. I'm not looking at me anymore. I've lost myself somewhere. And so I got on my knees, and I just pled with my Heavenly Father to help me feel joy. I am a really happy person. I'm a naturally happy person. I love to laugh. I love to smile. That's who I am. And I had changed into a different person, and I wanted myself back again. And I'm telling you, from the moment I got off my knees, because my heart was open to it, I remembered thinking nothing earth-shattering happened that day. Nobody showed up with, you know, $1 million to give me. I don't even really know if any friends called that day. But I do know that as I was driving the car, I took a look at the mountains and thought, my goodness, look how beautiful the mountains are. What an amazing place I have to live in. Oh my goodness, look at the sky. It's so blue. And it may sound cheesy, but he somehow just sort of took this film of despair and darkness away from my eyes and let me see, just let me see life, everyday life, and how beautiful and colorful and lovely it was. And so I wanted more. At that moment, that's what I started asking for. I am in the middle of this trial. I know better than to ask you to take it away, Heavenly Father, but I need you to show me joy. And that was a life-altering experience for me in knowing how to tackle a trial. You know, we know that we want to ask what we can do to learn from it. How am I going to grow? How am I going to learn from this trial? But to absolutely plead with your Heavenly Father to show you joy, it's an exquisite experience. I absolutely love looking back on that time. And it became a habit. It's become a habit. And I know there's going to be many more things in my life that are going to scare me and make me sad and make me depressed and discouraged. But he gave me an exercise. My Heavenly Father gave me an exercise I could turn to absolutely flip it around in that lowest moment of my life. So if you're having a rough day, get on your knees and just pray and ask Heavenly Father to show you joy. Then open your eyes, get off your knees, and look for it. It'll be there. It was an awesome experience. Well, I've got something for you. You got to check out Enduring It Well. You know, that's one of our programs here on the Mormon Channel. A wonderful, wonderful, inspirational story called Rescue Me from Danger. This wonderful girl named Natalie White. She's just an exemplary young woman. And W.A. Christensen, who's the host, gets to talk to her about the fact that she had a hole in her heart. And she talks about that and how moving through that gave her some perspective as she went through open heart surgery. She even went so far as to kind of streamline her life and start to focus on the things that were most important. She had her mom take away her phone for a summer, and she canceled her Facebook, and so that she didn't have to feel the pressures of social media and texting. And so I'm not going to tell you what she says, but she tells about the experience that she had when she took those things away and focused on life, really focused on the joy in her life. And it's definitely an episode worth checking out. So again, Enduring It Well, Rescue Me from Danger, featuring Natalie White. You got to check it out. She's inspiring. Well, I have a quote here from Elder Shane M. Bowen. He gave a slam dunk talk in our October 2012 conference. And I've got a little quote here from him as he talks, and he speaks from specific experience about trials. Here's a little quote from him that might help you for today.
I have learned that the bitter, almost unbearable pain can become sweet as you turn to your Father in heaven and plead for his comfort that comes through his plan, his Son, Jesus Christ, and his Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost.
He brilliantly and eloquently told the story of their sixth child that was born in 1990, and they named him Tyson, and he was a beautiful little baby, and the family was so excited to have him. And when he was 8 months old, you know, kind of that crawling age, he, you know how babies just put everything in their mouths, and this baby aspirated on a piece of chalk that he'd found on the carpet. It lodged in his throat, and they ended up having to take him to the hospital. And, you know, they got the worst news, I think, that parents could ever get. And that was that this little baby, this little Tyson, passed away. And I love the talk because he specifically goes into detail about the different levels of mourning that he experienced. And it just felt like his world had absolutely come to an end. And even though he said that when they saw his lifeless little body, he had such a glow about him. It was a celestial glow is how he explained it. But he just talked about how he and his wife experienced this amazingly painful trial together and just experienced a mixture of feelings as they processed through this mourning time. And he said that at first he felt so guilty. His soul was just racked with guilt that I'm sure that he said he felt dirty, that they hadn't taken care of their house well enough to keep this baby alive. He felt he was his father. He should have done more to protect this child. And he said even 22 years later, he would have to fight and push away those feelings that would creep into his heart because he knew that they were destructive, and he knew that the adversary was trying to just let discouragement envelop him again. And, you know, he said that for a while he felt anger. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And that he started to shut down. He started to feel guilt and anger and self-pity, and it was really consuming him. And so he prayed. He prayed just kind of like I did that day where I looked in the mirror and didn't know who I was anymore. He prayed. He went to Heavenly Father, and he had a personal sacred experience where I love what he says here. The Lord gave him a new heart. And even though there was still loneliness and pain involved in the acceptance of this baby's death, he had a new heart, and he knew that Heavenly Father was there, and that if he proved faithful, they would see that child again, and that he had total hope that this child was theirs, and that they would spend time with him, that they would have him forever. And so he just talks about, you know, people asking later on, well, how long before you got over it? Well, the truth is, he says, you never completely get over the loss of a child, but you just have to stand together, you look for joy, you try to experience those fullness of joy moments in your life, and you realize that you'll be reunited with that child someday. And he said, but in the meantime, as the Savior taught, we could continue on with life with good cheer. And I love that message. It resonated with me. I'd been there many times, and I think that that's kind of a secret that some people don't always realize, that you can somehow make it through. And for me, my personality is I don't want to just make it through the trial. I don't want to just plow through it. I want to have grace. I want to show grace. I want to show a higher level of getting through this trial. And that comes from searching for those moments of happiness and goodness and great blessings as I work through this trial. And I just loved this talk so much. I thought it was a really touching and lovely thing to listen to as he processed. And, you know, for me, I think it's a wonderful thing when a member of the Quorum of the 70 or an apostle or even the prophet gets up and shows their vulnerability. And that definitely resonated with me. Well, so how do you feel? Are you going through something difficult? How are you making it through? And are you just making it through? Do you want a different level of coming through this trial, learning something, being triumphant at the end of it as you move forward? Let me know. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and email us your thoughts, your feelings on that, maybe an experience you've had. And we have lots of other ways you can contact us. Of course, we've got Facebook and Twitter. We've got, you know, internet TV with Roku. Just, you know, check us out. Be our friend and and let us know how you feel. We're going to go out today with a wonderful song of the day. I like this. It's called I Will Rest in You. And it features Mindy Gledhill, who is just one of my favorites. I'm a big fan. So I hope that this will comfort your heart if you're struggling today. And I hope that you'll be able to pray and ask Heavenly Father to grant you a little bit of joy today. Have a wonderful day.
To the bed of faith prepared for me.